It was quite a weekend on the aisle. Let's start there.
Oh, my God, dude. Cavendish was insane. Like, the first show back in Canada for, you know, at least 3 years was more epic than I could have ever expected. Like, that was 25,000 people strong singing every word from the first song to the last song. It was wild. It was like, I know for a fact that, you know, the best country fans in the world are here in the Maritimes. No question.
Sound bite. Sweet.
But for real, dude, you know what's crazy is Dustin Lynch actually went to on his Instagram after he played and said he found his new favorite spot in the world. And you know that dude's played for hundreds of thousands before. And he was like, nope, the best country fans are sure enough in the Maritimes. And I'm like, I get it. I've played a bunch of shows too, and I've never seen fans that excited and ready and know every word, man. It was incredible and just really filled my cup up.
That's what we aim for here in the Maritimes. Keep you coming back.
Country music is alive.
Things have been coming up, Olson. It's been a wild ride for you there, brother, all over the map, for one. A busy addition in your life as well. Welcome to the Dad Club.
Thanks, dude. It's been crazy, man. It's like, you know, life is moving a mile a minute, and you know, luckily I have the best partner in the world, you know, as a wife, and she truly is my best friend, and we're just cruising, man. You know, Lincoln turned 18 months yesterday, and dad life has just put a whole new beautiful perspective on everything. You know, I tell everyone I feels like I've grown like another heart just for him, and it's made me a way better human. I can tell you that for sure. And you know, I know that our time now, more than ever, is very intentional, and there's not a lot of it.
you're right, man.
It's so worth it, man, and it's actually made every aspect of my life better. You know, just being a dad, my music is better. I think I'm a better husband, and I'm a better friend, and it's because you actually realize, you know, there's not a lot of spare time, if any. So you just get more intentional with stuff, and you know, just hanging on for the ride. And it's cool that he gets to witness dad, you know, do that a couple times, be on stage this summer.
That's perfect, man. That is so perfect. Let's talk Nashville or nothing, man. Like, that, what a song. I was singing it all day, when I was chatting with you.
Oh, dude, thank you, bro. This is, you know, Nashville or nothing. I've said this a few times now. I think it's my favorite single I've ever put out because this one was kind of selfish. You know, I usually, for the most part, try and put out singles that I know either the consumer or the listener is going to love or that the radio will play, you know? So mm-hmm. That's kind of been the way I choose singles. But this one, I thought it kind of just checked all the boxes, and it was really personal to me. Like, every line in this song is absolutely my story. It's my love letter to Nashville, and it's like, even the way we end the song, still got my first guitar, mama's still my biggest fan, I'm still reaching for that star, and still got no backup plan. And that truly is the way that I've lived like my entire career from the first time, you know, rolling into Nashville 15 years ago, crazy enough. But the song has just been super fun to play, even at Cavendish, man. There was so many people singing that song, and I don't know that I was ready for that. It's also so new. But, you know, for the most part, dude, the song is about chasing new dreams. And, you know, Nashville is my dream. But, you know, Nashville, it could be a million things for a million other people. And I hope that song inspires some folks to just keep chasing and keep grinding. You know, anything worth doing takes a minute.
Most definitely. Hey, listen, I just saw on your socials another box checked off the gotta do list, on stage with Lady A. Tell us about that.
Yeah, dude, and that was at the Bluebird as well. I mean,
sweet.
The Bluebird is such an iconic place in Nashville, and if you've never been, or anyone that's listening hasn't been, you have to go there. If you're ever in Nashville, that's got to be one of the places you go. There's no other place like it in the world, and every huge artist that you've ever heard of has made their way through that place. It's almost a rite of passage. And there's actually a really cool documentary that they made that I got to be a part of, and they let me sing "Blue Ain't Your Color" in a documentary. It's just really well done, and that night was crazy. Charles Kelly, you know, joined me. I got to put, you know, a round together with a bunch of my friends, and you know, I got to sing my new Lady Antebellum song with Charles. It was crazy. It was unreal. There's a few drinks in, you know, everyone was feeling real good, but yeah, it was such a fun time.
Tell me about the track "The Woods" I'm seeing on your socials. Is this a new single or what?
So The Woods is actually not going to be a single. I'm just trying to release as much music as the label will possibly let me. I'm sitting on, no joke, you know, like 80 songs that I'm kind of holding for myself. And,
dude.
And I'm always writing new ones, too. But, you know, Nashville or Nothing is going to be on the radio for a minute.
Yep.
And I just thought I loved this song, The Woods, a lot. So I convinced them to let me put it out. Just so, you know, people that are fans of mine have something to listen to in between singles. But there's always going to be new music coming out from me now. I just signed with Universal Canada and have new management, which I'm just so grateful for. And we're all on the same page. We're just going to keep cruising now. And hopefully I have a nice tour announcement. We're hoping for January, February. And you know that Maritimes are going to be on the map, so looking forward to that for sure.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, listen, Steve, I know you got a lot on the go, tending to the fam, so I really want to thank you for taking the time for us here this afternoon. Is there anything that we left out that you may have wanted to hit on?
Honestly, man, you know, aside from playing Cavendish, I got to make a lot of new fans, but anyone that's listening, follow me on my Instagram. My handle is Steven Lee Olson, or TikTok, whatever you guys are on. And I'll keep you up to date, and it's the best way to see when I'm coming through your town next. But, dude, I always appreciate the time and the love you guys give me, and I hope to be back soon.